Nick Cousins joins us right now here on Bickley and Murata on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Nick, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Have you ever had a more convenient rebound than that one last night? It came right to you, nice and flat on the ice, and you did what you had to do.
No. Ol made a really good play at the blue line there to get it to the middle, and I just kind of shot, and the rebound came right to me, and I was fortunate enough to bury it. So, no, it was a big goal at the time, and obviously real excited, as you can tell by the celebration.
Yeah, now, Nick, I'm curious. Take me through the emotions of it, because you were a scratch the very game before that in Long Island, and for you to come out, and that is clearly the most important goal to date in this season. Just what is the emotional swing of experiencing that?
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy couple of days here. Obviously, it never likes sitting out. That was a tough one to take, and then he threw me right back in there, so... you got to be ready, and I was fortunate enough to obviously get a big goal there in the third. And at this time of the year, the power plays are so crucial. And we got one power play last night, and we end up scoring on it, and that's a game. So it's a big goal for us right there in the season.
Talking to Nick Cousins of the Arizona Coyotes here on Bickley and Murata. I know there was a lot of talk, during the broadcast of that game and after the game about the intensity in the arena. How much different did the atmosphere feel to you? Because I heard it described as a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously Chicago gets a lot of their fans there as well. But, it was a good atmosphere. That's probably as lively as the rink's been all year. And, we need more of that coming down the stretch here. It was a good atmosphere. Obviously, I think the crowd erupted there in the third after the goal, and then kind of carried that momentum all the way through for the last half of that third period. And we were fortunate enough to hold them off.
All right, Nick, your captain went through a tough year last year, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Tell us about the play he made to set up that goal for you.
Yeah, it's a pretty underrated play. We're just coming. Sort of regrouping through the neutral zone, and he has the puck, and I'm just trying to get open for him in the middle. And I honestly thought he was going to dump it in the corner, but he ended up making a backhand pass to the middle. And I had Clayton Keller on my left there that was yelling for it. So I was actually going to give it to him, but then I figured I had some time and made a play to the middle, and then obviously the rebound came right to me. So, it's a pretty underrated play by O, and that's why he's our best player and our captain.
All right, you guys have gone through a lot of adversity this year, a lot of injuries. You were red hot for a while. You went on that roadie, and you couldn't win. You get last night's big victory, and you got this showdown with the Avalanche on Friday night in Denver. What does this all feel like inside the dressing room to you guys?
Yeah, it's been fun. Obviously to play critical games here down the stretch. This organization obviously hasn't had those type of games here in the last couple of years. And, we're just trying to embrace it and have fun with it. We're trying to stay loose and not get too nervous and where we're gripping our sticks too tight. It's been fun. The last couple of weeks have been fun, and we're just trying to roll with it.
Nick Cousins of the Coyotes, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. He had the only goal on the win over the Blackhawks last night. One of the other heroes last night, obviously, was Darcy Kuemper. Great time for a shutout, and he's been just a rock back there at a position where you guys have been affected by injury, and he's in there every night, basically, down this stretch. Can you just talk about how valuable he's been to your team and their efforts this year?
Yeah, he's been our MVP. It's honestly... It's outstanding some of the saves he makes. Each and every night it feels like he saves two or three that look like they're going to be for sure goals, and he comes up with a big save at crucial times in the game. So, he's been incredible. Obviously we'd be nowhere in the standings or nowhere in this playoff race without him. So he's stepped up big for us, and we can't give him enough credit.
All right, Tox said that sometimes you got to win a game one zip like last night, and because you guys have been struggling offensively, and that is something you're going to talk about. What can you do to address that problem? Because like you said, when the puck isn't going in, you start gripping the stick tighter, and that makes things just even worse. How do you address this problem at this point in the season?
I think that this time of the year, you're not going to see too many high-scoring games. I think around the league, the last 10, 15 games, teams have really cracked down on the defense and limiting their odd man rushes against, and that's what playoff hockey is. So, you know, at this point in the season, if you're going to win, you got to be able to be comfortable in winning 1-0 games or 2-1 games. And, you know, I think that we're a team that's very comfortable in those type of games. So I think it's good for us. And at the same time here, we're going to have to, you know, be able to capitalize on our power plays like we did last night, and because you don't get very many of those down the stretch here. So when we get them, we got to make the most of them. And we did last night, and we got to continue to do that.
Your head coach, Rick Tocchet, called Friday night's game in Colorado the biggest game in how many years for the Coyotes. And I know you guys get to sit back before you play that game. Colorado's got a game tonight against Vegas. Will you be tuned in to that game tonight to see what the Avalanche do, to see if you'll be tied when you take the ice against them on Friday?
Yeah, I'll probably tune in, or at least be checking in on my phone. But, yeah, no, I see that they play tonight, and I don't think Minnesota plays till Friday or Saturday, yeah. So they have some time off. So, no, I'll definitely be scoreboard watching tonight, and hopefully Vegas can come through for us.
Now, one of the things we wanted to reference, we know that trash talking is a big deal in the NBA. You know, it's people don't think that it really exists in hockey because, well, players have face shields. Some don't even have teeth. Kind of hard to talk. You know what I mean? You don't hear about it, but you've got quite a reputation, Nick. You were voted fifth best trash talker by the NHLPA.
Yeah, I actually... That's funny. I didn't really know about that until someone actually sent it to me the day that it came out, and I had a pretty good chuckle at it. So, yeah, I think I was fifth best, and then I was fourth worst. So, I mean, some people like my chirps, and some people obviously don't. So, no, it's pretty funny.
That means you're probably doing it right if you've got critics on both sides.
That's
right.
That's exactly right.
Got to be doing something right.
Without going into detail, because, you know, we are a family station and everything, what is the nature of your trash talk? Do you keep it above board? Is it more funny? Do you do research on these guys? I mean, how do you attack it?
I just try and go about it, like, as they come. I mean, it's kind of tough. It's not like I set chirps aside for certain people. I just kind of go with the flow, and then obviously some people don't like it, but, you know, some people just laugh at me. Tell me I'm a bad hockey player and stuff like that. So, you know, all kinds of different colors, especially when it comes to certain guys. So, no, it's fun. I try and have fun with it.
Well, Nick, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Congratulations on that goal last night. Best of luck Friday against the Avalanche.